Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is B'siyat Nishmaya, the third shiur in the midst of Hagadas Eidus. And in the previous shiur, we saw something very interesting. The marker that you need a tviya, a subpoena for, in order to be chayav karban shvua, Gemara in Shavuos, and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph brings from the Lozo, that it says in the pasuk in lo yagid, so he dashes lo zlam for alf, so it could be in lo, if to him lo yagid doesn't tell the nasavon, and then he bears his sin v'achal lo yagid, but if he doesn't tell to somebody else, then pater. So you see from here it has to be lo to him. In other words, the Gemara's understanding, there has to be a toiveya, and only then does the carbon shavuah. The Chayla Shalnu, and no Muvan, Mehechani Alfusim Mizel to Yadafke. It only says that there should be a Shua to him. Who says there has to be a Tevia? Gemara is trying to learn there has to be a Tevia Mitzad Toivea, or to be Chayab Karban Shua. And all you get from the Pasuk is in Lo, Lo Yag, it doesn't tell him. Meaning the Shua has to be the Tevia. אבל מנין לנו שצריך תביעה מלכתחילה? Who says that he has to, right, the Gemara says, Mishal Chubi Alaf, Dramon Lama Nitva, he's not chayev. In other words, if somebody else is tovea, he's not chayev. It has to be the tovea himself, not somebody in his place. And then the pasuk we learn from is that he's taking the shua to the tovea. Okay, that's the shua. Who says that the tviya? There has to be a tviya from the Toveya. And then we saw the Gemara in Shavuos, and the Yerushalmi, the Taka learns like that. The Rebbe Elazar, the same Rebbe Elazar we had in the Bavli, from whom the Gemara learns that there has to be a tviya. Rami Chayev is a tviya from the Toveya. This self-same Rebbe Elazar learns in the Yerushalmi that you have to be nishva to the Toveh. That's where he's getting from the pasuk. He has to swear to the Toveh, but not that there has to be a Toveh. That, according to the Yerushalmi, is derived from the Mishnah. But Rebbe Elazar isn't saying that. The Bavli has that he is saying that. It's also weird, we noted, that Rebbe Elazar is explaining the mission like we see in the Bavli. And then maybe that's also Rebbe Elazar and the Yerushalmi. So why does the Yerushalmi learn not like that? The Yerushalmi learns that Rebbe Elazar is saying different than the mission. So we have to say that on the Mishnah that you need Tviyas Toveya, there's no marker from Rebbe Elazar according to the Yerushalmi. We learn elsewhere in Torah's Kehan, they learn from a different source, Taka. But you have to hear it from the Toveya, Hashem Kol Olav Hu Eid, that's in the Torah's Kehan, Vayikra Parsha Hei, also in the Yerushalmi and Shavuos. Also learn from that pasuk. There's a completely different makor for that you need to have a tviya, not from Yim Lo Yagid. Rebbe Elazar is not the makor b'cha. So we see that in the Sirik in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, according to the Bavli, we're learning from Rebbe Elazar that there has to be a tviya from the Toveya. And according to the Yerushalmi, you just learn that if you bring Nishpat to the Toveya, you have a different source that there has to be a tviya. So basically what we asked was,
What's going on? Of who ate a roi
in lo yang, the nosa of the talking about edus, and then carbon, bringing up carbon to his edus. So if the pasuk is saying that the edus has to be low, in lo yagi the nosa the law to him, with the vav, אמנם נפשות ומלכות שהוא עצמו המחויב, הבל לעולם לא. When you talk about capital punishment in Malchus, so it's always going to be low. It's always going to be to him. To the person who's chayav Misa, to the person who's chayav Malchus. It's always going to be to him. The edus. Why? Because we're dealing with his body. But when you're talking about edus mamon, as the pasuk is discussing, the edus is on his money, not on him. And here's the chiddush Rabbi is saying. A person is not his money, and the money is not the person. Isn't that a big chiddush? You're not your money, and your money is not you. You're your body, not your money. And that's why in Sanhedrin 16, it says that a shor shel gadol, the Gemara asks, a shor of the Kohen Gadol, do you compare it to din mises ba'al of a Kohen Gadol? Because it says a shor yisakal gam ba'al of yumas, and just like he's nidon b'shivim ve'echad, the axe is also nidon b'shivim ve'echad. Or maybe now you compare it to regular mises ba'alim, and therefore, you need 23. That's because you're comparing it to the Gadol. And therefore, you're going to require 71 because you're dealing with the person himself, the Kohen Gadol himself. But when it comes to his money, it's pashut to the Gemara that the Kohen Gadol is only judged with 3 because his money is in him. And you're dealing with him, like when you compare the shore to him, that's, that might require a base 71. But you're dealing with his money, that's not him, so it's pashut that it's only 3. Even though he's the Kohen Gadol. Because the money is not him, okay? Good. Important for us to know, that's a good muster. Umimad chiyuv chiyuv be'idut mamon rak kishilo. So we have a chiyuv, an edus mamon. When is the person obligated for not testifying for kol mishvuah? By a moment, when it's low to him, from that we learn she'ein kol mishvuah el b'shiyesh natviya shal atuveh she'bzeh ha'idut ki ha'anot lo al ma she'tava she'yidu lo. From this we learn that the carbon shvua is only when there is the tviya of the toveya. We only learn that there's a carbon shvua when the toveya is the one doing the tviya. Because then the edus is answering him on what he was toveya. The idea is that lay low. That's the only way to get to low. In other words, we're learning from the pasuk that the shvua has to be low. How is the shvua low? How is the shvua to the toveya? Answer: if he does it to you, if he makes it to you, if he subpoenas him, that's the only way the shvua is going to go. So in a chinami, the pasuk is saying that the shvua has to be low in lo yagi, low with an aleph and low with a vav to him. It has to be to the toveya. But how does it make it? How do you create a massif where the shvua is to the toveya? The answer is if there's a tviya. Otherwise, it's not to him. Because he is not his money. This is a monetary issue. And if you swear about it, if you testify about it and swear about it, so then that's not to the it's not to the person whose money is involved, because it's not to him. Because his money is not him. And we tell the chiyuv lo halei lo. And because there's a chiyuv to swear to him, because he's toveh, that's how the shvuah is to him. Af al pi shemisad ha'nidoyim, hanoseh hu mamonov lo lo. Even though the issue here is his money and not him. But since he's a Toveh, so now the Shavua is going to be to him. Gevaldik, Ella. So the Dat HaBavli, what we saw in the Gemara in Shavuos, and Daf Lamed Hey. And Sarach Chanoisach HaShavuolai, you don't need an additional pasuk to teach you that there's a Shavua to him. That's all learned from what it says in Lo Yagi with the Vav. Lo with the Vav, Lo with an Aleph. In Lo Lo Yagi, he doesn't tell him. So we dash in the Lam Vav and Lam Aleph. In Lo Lo Yagi, it doesn't tell him. That's enough for us. So that shows that the Shavua is going towards, and the Eidus is all directed at the Toveh. And if the Shavua is directed at the Toveh, so in the Mela, in order for that to happen, there has to be a Tevia. And that's how the Gemara understands it, is a Tevia. All from the word lo, in lo yagi. Yalfin la shenemar b'chol ha-parasha, shedina yina la be'otam lo. So therefore we learn that all the din are only when they're to him. Ukim v'var l'shem ha-bavli, daflam hei, in lo lo yagi b'nasa ha-bono. V'im lache lo yagi patu. If to him he doesn't say, then he bears sin. Because he was Toveh. Toveh made a Tevia. But if La'achir says the Gemara, somebody else he doesn't tell, there's another person being Toveh, then he's Pater. Pater from an Avera, Pater from a Karban. The Lolo Yagid, while Etzem Ha'idut. The Ba'i Shetei Lo V'Kanal, Rak Alidei Tevia. Because to him, not saying, is on the Etzem Ha'idus. The Etzem Ha'idus has to be to him. And how do you get to him? Through the Tevia. So to the Gav Yeshua. שכמובן על זה עוזר מה שכוסר בדברי אלו לא זו. לאחר לא יגיד. להם שנשבע לאחר ולא לא. He's not telling somebody else because he swore to somebody else. And not to him. Nefer is also Pater. Because there's a din in the whole parish that only has to be lo. It's the only one that's the requirement. It has to be lo to the person himself. The only way you're swearing to the person is if he makes it to you. Toveh makes the Tevia. Somebody else makes the Tevia. It's the oath is not to him. So that's all the feelings are Bavli. That's all Gevaldik according to the Bavli. Gemara and Shavuos. But we saw in Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi blows it differently. Yerushalmi blows that he has to swear to him. But not that there has to be a Tevia. And we don't learn from the Pasuk. Aval Yerushalmi Svirlei. The Bayi Tevia is Shalidei Tevia Lo Choshiv Lo. The Yerushalmi is learning that just because it's a Tevia, that doesn't make it Lo, doesn't make it to him. Because when you swear about money, that's not to him. Because the money is not the man. The man is not the money. That it says lo in the vav is only a yitur, only superfluity to tell us this drasha on the shvu and the kfir. Shetei lo, when you take your shvu, it should be to him. But that doesn't tell us about the etzem ha'idus, right? The Gemara says you need both. You need, as understood by the Heilige Pnei Moshe and the Heilige. The Mishnah and Rebbe Elazar are saying two different things. The Mishnah is telling us there has to be a Tevia, and the Rebbe Elazar is saying that there has to be a Shavua to the Toveh in order to be Chayiv. And therefore it's learned from a different source. It's learned from Shema Kohala. The Torah Paris Kohan and elsewhere in the Rishon. But that's not the Sheet of the Bavli. The Sheet of the Bavli is that it's all learned from that Pasuk. Lo Yagid. If he's talking about being Nishbat to him, so there also must be a Tvi'ah to him. Otherwise, the Shu'ah is not him. There's nothing to do with him dealing with money. And the money's not the person. Maybe with this we can answer the kasha of the Shaar Mishpat in Simen Chof Ches, Seif Koton Beis, and what it says in the Sheoltes Sam Ches, and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, let's say Kutsa Design, and the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin, based on the Torah's Kohen and Parashat Kedoshim, that was. In other words, the Shaar HaMishpat asks on all these sources that Hanina Milhoi Lachabeiroi B'mamayin Ora Alisase Shalvi Samal Adam Reyecho, that if you refrain from testifying to your friend for your friend in Mamnes, you're over on Alisase Shalvi Samal Adam Reyecho. Dim Kain Pshit Hashem Tzorch Zetviyeh. Therefore, it's Pashut that you don't need a Tfiyah. The Mayan Tfiyah has to the Chavreshin Zel Lissamri. One second.
What's the Samra Adam Reyecha that your friend's going to lose?
So if the whole word is you have to testify for your friend because he's going to lose, why do you need a Tfiyah from him? He's going to lose whether he's Tovei or not. As Shoel Shalom Mishpot, Ve'ech Pasuwa Rambam, Kan, Achinuch, Bipshitus, Shem Chayav Havel, Bishar Tel Tavoy, so why do they say there has to be a Tfiyah? So it's Samra Adam Reyecha, So the Shiltis is a very difficult teres. The Ikalav Losam Lodam Reyecha is Al Gufo. Don't let his body, don't stand idly while his blood is being spilled. And not his mom. And the Rambam retracted what he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Yes, the Rambam wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvos that if you don't testify about money, you're over the Losam Adam Reyecha. But the Rambam retracted that, and therefore it's not a Sira to what he says that you need a Tevi'ah. And the reason this is difficult, it's because the Chinuch writes this in Mitzvah Reish Lam Zayin, the Lav Losam Adam Reyecha. In other words, in a later mitzvah, he writes as Losam Adam Reyecha Namamis. And yet in Mitzvah Kuf Chof Beis, the Chinuch writes that you're only chayav to be made when there's a tefiyah. So he changed his mind before he said it. And why did he say it later? Later on, he says it's a lot of sound and moments. And earlier on, he said there has to be a tefiyah. But if there's a sound, then why does there have to be a tefiyah? Is that a tefiyah kashe? Aval afit vavenu, ulai afshar v'mam, she'onam, ki divrehem, kenu. Di kavo adam re'ehu, shu re'ehu asmo v'rak memoina. אלא לפי מה שנתבהר, כל שיש תביעה, הבלי עניין שלו, ולא רק של ממונו. ועל ידי זה הוא, להבלי בכלל אותם על אדם רעך, שעיקרו על רעך עצמו, הוא ולא הממונו. ומשום אחי, גם לעזר להתאר בתביעה, שרק אז הבלי רעך עצמו, based on what we said, maybe we can answer that the Rambam and the Chinuch are correct. In saying that Lo Sam Bal Dam Reyecha is even an anomaly. And the Hamei Sheila and also the Shoal Meshiv are correct in saying that the Ikar La is a Guf of Lo Anon. How do you figure? So the explanation is that really Lo Sam Bal Dam Reyecha is going Al Dam Reyecha. It's really going on his blood, which is his body, not his money. The only thing is, if there's a tefillah, then that's his body. It stops being his money. The moment there's a tefillah, then it relates to him directly. If there's no tefillah, then it's just his money. But if there's a tefillah, then it's him, like you said before. And im lo yagid, it's to him. Now that if he's being nishba to him, the only way to be nishba to somebody about money is if he's first tovea. Then if he's first tovea, then if he's not tovea, then nishba about the money, it's not him. But if he's tovea, then the shua is to him. So here also the losama of Adam Reyecha is to him, to his body. But if there's a tefiyas mamon, then there's also losama of Adam Reyecha on the mamon, because it was a tefiyah. And therefore, this lav only applies if there's a tefillah. And that's the valid.
We said before, if it's losam al adam reyecho, if it's losam al adam reyecho, so why do you need a tefillah? He's going to lose money whether or not there's a tefillah. The answer is because the pasuk is talking about his body. And since the pasuk is talking about his body, it's only relating to his body if it's first a tefillah. Nefer nechinami. Losam adam reyecha relates to mamon, but only if there's first a tefillah. It's not a sefer at all. Either they work hand in hand. B'shapir kasev haRamba ve'achinu shel ma'ase ein chiyuv elo b'shitovay. Because if it's lo yisase, it's only b'shitovay. There has to be a tefillah. That's what the pasuk is saying. Lo yagi has to be to him. Lo yagi. The shvuah is to the tefillah, and therefore it has to be a tefillah. And in the Shara Mishpat, he brings from the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel in Parashat Kedoshim, Vayikra 19:16, writes, Lo yisimna zuchu v'chavroch v'misato Eloi Bidina. Dainu. That the Loisase is not on Mammon. It's on Schus Chaveru. The Racha Schus Shiesu Chaveru. Havle Chaveru Asma Shrakol the Namar Loisase. If Shalom Amar, Shakavana, the Schus Shiesu Chaveru Shiesu. What is the translation? Laisina, don't prevent, don't hold back. Zechut dechavroch. The zechus of your friend from testifying about in judgment. Now, as the lois say, it's not about the money. It's about your friend's rights. What are your friend's rights? Your friend has a right that his friend that the other guy should testify about. Your friend has a right that you should testify about and you shouldn't hold his back. And the only way that he asserts his rights is when he's tovei. And therefore the pasuk is telling you, don't hold back, don't withhold his rights. How are these his rights? Because he was tovei. And therefore it's his right that you should testify about him. The Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnayos, but he's potter, he's not chayav karban shua, if he
he doesn't testify to Patra the Nishpa, in other words, somebody's being sued, and he doesn't testify to sue him, so he's Patra. He doesn't testify to protect him from this suit, the Patra him, from this suit, then he's Patra. And the first you try to understand where the Ram gets this from, choose classes. So for questions for the Simonetic, say for Krishna's Yantus, so Simonetic, say for Chemnitz Yisrael, is Ein Zain, Oi. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That Schus lo hai lo, shekanal rak vzeh, yishnan mitzvah tzeh, v'achol v'shvoy. This schus that someone has, that somebody should testify that, and only in such a case, only when there's a schus, like we saw in the Targum Yosef, only when there's such a schus that there are mitzvah tzeh to testify, and when there's a karban shvoy, that's only when you have a schus by your friend to take away his money. Like the Lashon of the Targum Yosef ben Azur, that the Peshut is going on the schus mon, that the Tavei has by the Nitva. What does it say in the Pasuk? Don't hold back the schus of your friend, the mitzvah of the Levina, to testify about him in judgment. In other words, Reuven has a schus by Shimon to get his money, to get Reuven's money back from Shimon. Tavei has a schus by the Nitva to get his money. Included in this schus to get his money, there's a schus to get it through Avis, through someone testifying on his behalf. And through this, he has a schus that someone else should testify on his behalf. And that's included in his schus to get his money. But the whole amount of money isn't his schus, isn't rights that he has. It's just a menel, it's an automatic. It's not like some special right, it's an automatic. Because of that, you can't talk about schus to Avis. That he is that somebody he has rights that somebody else should testify that he should hold on to his money. Because the money is mostly wrong, there's no special schus here. And without a schus, there's no mitzvah, there's no carbon shul. That's shot of the Ram, that's what the Ram gets, of a nitvah and the yagi lifter or sapatr. Obviously there's no schus. The schus is for the tayveh to get his money back. But not for the nitvah, who's in the mail, he's holding on to the money. So the Kiryas Sefer learns that if you know Eidus for somebody, whether it's the Schus or the Chayva, you have to testify. So he holds that it's even to the detriment of the Tevei. Meaning on behalf of the Nitva, you have to testify on behalf of the Nitva. If the Toivea is Toivea you, then you have to testify. Either way, being the Sus Ben Chayva. So that's the Kiryas Sefer. But the Arpshat is the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you're not Magdib at the Nitva, you're Pater. Why? Because this is the Sus, he is the Sus. The Toivea has a schus to get his money back. But the Nitva, we don't think he has a special schus to hold on to the money because that's a double ship of the Mela. And the Mela included in the schus of the Toivea is that you should testify on his behalf. But that's not included in the schus of the Nitva that you should testify on his behalf. Because he has no special schus, he's anyways holding on to the money. It's in another Gamma Pshat, the Mashkata of Amba. The Pele came in the Chot והלכת את וב, הרמב"ם כותב שהנשבע לחברו שלא העיד לך עדות זו שאני יודע או שלא העיד לך. אם העידה לך עדות, הרי זה עורכה משום שהוא עכשיו. פני שמצווה להעיד. Somebody swears to his friend, I am not going to testify about you for you this Avis that I know, or I won't testify for you. If I know Avis about you, he gets Malchus, because it's an oath in vain, because he is a mitzvah to testify. So therefore he can't make a shua that he's not going to testify. In the Shara Mishpat, 28.1, Chidush Yarim, 28, which is also, They ask, I don't understand each one says. Shall I call this Shavuah includes even Eidus with Atatvia? That's not a mitzvah. So since it's Chal and Eidus with Atatvia, because that's not considered a mitzvah, and the Shavuah is Chal, so now the Shavuah should also be Chal with Kollel, even if there's no Tvia. Even if there is a Tvia. You have the Shavuah because Chal with Kollel. Once it's Chal on something, it's Chal on the other thing as well, then normally it wouldn't be Chal. So here, that it's Chal and Eidus. Without a tviya that he can swear about, that I'm not going to testify for you, there's no tviya. So it should also be chal on the eidus with a tviya, and the male is not a shavua shav. Aims at a place to be kiveg with shavua's perek and mishnaches. So the chiddush Rebbe wants to say that the Rambam emphasizes that we're talking about eidus lecha, shanish balach v'rish loyid lecha eidusa. So in other words, he's talking about this tefillah, because he says lecha, like the Rashi lo yagid, it has to be to him. And this shuah is against the mitzvah, and therefore it's batal. But he asks that you're right. For the word lo, you have the Rashi on the tefillah, that there has to be a tefillah in order for it to be. In order for him to be chayav to testify. Because it's law, because you're meaning ishbar to the person, there has to be a tviya from that person. So that's all when it comes to when he's not making an edit, there has to be a tviya for the, in order to be chayav in the shua, in order to be chayav to testify, it has to be law, the first has to be a tviya. Here we're talking about Nedarim Shuas. Nedarim Shuas Hachal Hachal Shnei Adam. So who says it's talking about Tviya Dafka? When he says, Lo Yilcha Eidus, I'm not going to testify. For you, it's Hachal Hachal Shnei Adam. And Hachal Shnei Adam doesn't testify for you, even if you're not Tovayam. Since I'm not going to test, even if you're not tovei for me, that's Lashon B'nei Adam. And maybe the Shavuah should be Chal. It's the Kasha of Chiddush HaRim. But based on what we said, it's not a Drash, it's a different Metzius. That if it's a Tviya, then Eidus Mammon is Lecha. Otherwise, it's not Lecha, it's a Mamoncha. So the Chiddush HaRim is correct. The Shavuah of Eidus Lecha is only if there's a Tviya. Because what does it mean when he says, I'm not going to testify to you, if it's talking just about the guy's money, it's not to him. It's only to him if there's a Tviya. And the mayor of the Shavuah is only, if there's a, only in a case where there's a Tviya, he's taking a Shavuah that he's not going to testify, and that's not Chal. Because it's Bar Mitzvah, so it's a Shavuah Shavuah and it gets Malchus. So this Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yisrael was fantabulous. Baruch Hashem is Gishmak. And if God is good to us, as he's been until now, every minute of my life, every second of my life, then we are going to continue. We're going to be Yashik the Kesef of Mishnah. And we're going to see more and more flows in Tavis Hashem's Baruch. So thank you so much for listening. And please God, we will be able to continue. Meantime, it's been fantastic. Fabulous, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and love.